message to the team?
Well, just talking about, you know, holding each other accountable for what's going on out on the floor. You know, this is their team. This is we want to build a family here, and you almost want to approach that, you know, the game as if you're playing with one of your brothers. You know, the question that I asked the team was, would you allow your brother or, you know, a family member to continue to do something or, you know, be average in what they do and not say anything to them? And I thought on the defensive end of the floor, we were having some breakdowns, and we weren't backing each other up and having each other's back, and, you know, no one was really saying anything about that, and we were just allowing that. And, you know, that shouldn't happen. And, you know, they understood what I meant by that, and I thought last night the defense was better. I thought our weak side was stronger, and we finished the play with rebounding the ball.
Nate McMillan joining us. You know, Nate, it seems like maybe they all got the message, but the one guy it really seemed to resonate with was Greg Oden. What did you think about his response?
Well, I think he is the key. You know, for him, he's in foul trouble a lot because he's stepping over to help on, you know, breakdowns on the perimeter a lot of times. A lot of times the ball is beating the defender to the paint, and he has to come over, both he and Joel. And our bigs have been in foul trouble a lot, you know, coming over to rescue, our team. So as I told him, and, you know, we talked about this early in the season, you get on those guys, you know, you'll have their back, but you know, to continue to come over every time because we're not controlling that ball on the perimeter, you're getting in foul trouble. You know, sometimes when you know, what happens in situations like that, the big will stop coming, you know, because they don't want their man to score. When they come over to block shots, a lot of times it leaves an opportunity for their man to offensive rebound, and bigs will not come over. We had Bill Walton to talk to the team, and he told our team about, look, if I come over to help you, you better help me. And that's true. And, you know, I want him to be more vocal and speak up in situations like that.
Blazers head coach Nate McMillan joining us. Hey, Nate, one more thought on Greg Oden. He missed those free throws last weekend against Denver that could have won the game. And you've always been a guy who played hard, who coaches hard. You're tough and you're demanding. When a young guy like that misses free throws like that, do you come at him hard and say, come on now, you got to make those, or do you take a different tact with him because of who he is?
No, I think, you know, I've been in situations like that. That's a tough situation. And, you know, what I asked him the next day, how many times have you been in that situation? You know, it's a lot of us don't get the opportunity to be in a situation like that where the game is on the line, and, you know, if you make these free throws, you know, you win or lose the game. And it was his first time ever been in that. And I said, well, get used to it because you'll be there a lot. You know, I think throughout your career, with what we expect from you, going down the stretch last night, late in the fourth quarter, he knocked down both free throws. It wasn't a game winner, but they went in and they were smooth. So, you know, get used to it. You know, look for that opportunity again.
You know, Nate, I'm in Portland today. Talk about where the program is right now. I've heard you talk about being in phase two. I mean, this thing has been set up the way you wanted to set it up. It seems like you've got the right pieces in place, and it seems like you're through rebuilding. Exactly what is phase two?
Well, I think that is phase two for me. When I came here, we were trying to transition this team and turn this team around, and we wanted to build through our youth, our draft picks, and our young guys. And you know, Mr. Allen was going to be patient. You know, that was what was told to me. We're going to be patient and rebuild this and do it through our draft picks and our young players. And, you know, eventually we want to win a championship, but we want to, you know, start from the foundation of our young guys in the draft. And we did that. And, you know, for the last 4 years, we've been developing and rebuilding and, you know, trying to, you know, transform this team with, you know, players with the character we want and the talent we want and, you know, a team that the city can be proud of, and also a team that will have an opportunity to win games as they've always known to do here in Portland, and we've been able to do that the last few years. We took that step last year of getting the taste of the playoffs, and you know, for us, you know, that's what it's all about: getting to the playoffs, winning our division, and you know, one day bringing a championship, you know, to Oregon again. So that is phase two. You know, we are still a young team, but that is not what we're talking about. We feel that we have the talent, the players to, you know, play with some of these big teams. And right now, still a filling out process for us with somewhat of a new lineup, you know, with Greg Oden. This is something that we haven't seen in the last 2 years, you know, since he was drafted, is the combination of Greg and Brandon and LaMarcus being in that lineup at the same time. And that's going to take some time for those guys to adjust to each other, adapt to big guy being out on the floor for, you know, pretty much LaMarcus and Brandon's career. You know, last year Greg had some injuries where he started but ended up coming off the bench. They didn't play a lot together. And now, you know, we got to figure out how to get him involved and take advantage of what he can do.
Nate McMillan, my guest. Nate, one last thought. You mentioned Brandon Roy. When you talk about character and you talk about talent, I mean, not to be cheesy about it, but the guy's almost a coach's dream, almost too good to be true. A great extension of the head coach and a guy who's really developed into a great leader. Recently after practice, when you gathered the team and said, you know what, that was a pretty good practice, and he reportedly cut you off and said that was not a championship practice, what was your response as the head coach?
Well, you know, it's an organization dream to have a guy like Brandon, and I've said it, you know, since we drafted him, and I've known Brandon for a long time, you know, when we were up in Seattle. He's a class act, and I've always felt he is a guy that gets it. And what I mean by that, when he first was drafted, the organization was still trying to gain the respect of the community as well as the country. You know, there was a lot of negative being talked about with the Blazers, and, you know, Brandon had to do a lot on the floor, but he had to do a lot off the floor. And sometimes, you know, guys, they get tired of that. They don't want to do the appearances. They don't want to go out into the community. And, you know, he and myself and the rest of the team and the other coaches had to go out and sell this team to the community again. And he was the, you know, the guy that, you know, the players, the player that we were putting out there a lot, and he did it. You know, he didn't question what he had to do or how much he had to do. He just went and did it, and then he turned around and did it on the floor. So it's an organization dream to have a guy like Brandon. And you know, the practice, I've talked to him about being a leader, and you can't force that on a player. You have to. I've always told him, you know, when you speak up, it has to come from the heart. And you can't be faking that or trying to be a leader. You know, what you say, your words, when they do come out, you know, it has to come from the heart. And when he does speak, you know, guys, listen, because he doesn't speak often, but when he does, you know, he's bothered by something. And that day during practice, you know, we've talked about where we want to go to and what we need to do to get there. And he didn't feel like everybody was doing what they supposed to do, and he spoke up, and I thought it was good. You know, I dropped my head and was listening to what was said.
10 years as an NBA head coach, he's in his fifth year with the Blazers. 12 years as a player in the NBA, Nate McMillan. Nate, I appreciate you making time for it, especially when I came out to do the show from Portland. Great to run you down, Nate. Thank you very much.
All right, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Enjoyed it, Nate. Thank you. All right, so Blazers get a win last night. He pulled that team together before the Oklahoma City game and said, "Look, it's not happening. You guys got to pull together, cover each other's backs, hold each other accountable, and let's get this thing squared."